Hey folks, John Burke here, bringing you the good stuff as it relates to sales, marketing, and business advice for small businesses, service contractors, entrepreneurs, all of you guys. Look, yesterday I had a conversation with my 10-year-old boy. We homeschool, and it was related to a business model that I came up with, about 7 or 8 years ago. And that business model is act, assess, and adjust. Three A's: act, assess, adjust. And I'm talking to my son, and he was kind of just putzing around, not doing nothing. We had given him some instructions. He wasn't doing it. And I finally said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm thinking. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do." And I said, "Well, you know, why are you thinking about what you're going to do? I told you what to do." And he said, "You know, well, think, you know, I said, I told you what to do, so do it." He said, "Well, you know, thinkers are better than doers." And I said, "Where'd you hear that?" And he said, "You know, on a TV show I was listening to, you know." And I had to explain to him. I thought this was a good time, right? This is the power of homeschooling, is I got to use this as a teaching opportunity. I said, "Hey, son, let me teach you about act, assess, and adjust." I said, when I started Paramount Fence, I met with a quote-unquote business counselor, and this gentleman told me, "Well, I think you need to spend more time thinking about your business plan and thinking about who your ideal customer is and thinking and planning," right? That's not to say those things are wrong. In my situation at that time, it wasn't the case, but he says, "You need to spend more time thinking, right, before you do." And I went home and I'm talking to my wife and I said, "No, that's not going to work. We don't need to think. We need to do. We need to take action." And that's when I came up with, actually, it was about a year later, I came up with act, assess, and adjust. So I came home. I took action, right? We took action. We started the business, and we hit the trenches working and hustling. That year, we weren't overly successful, but it paid the bills, right? The following year is whenever we adjusted, right? I assessed how things are going and I adjusted. I adjusted accordingly to where we were now after a year of business. We made some changes that allowed us to grow a little more and almost doubled our business that second year. Folks, we almost doubled in business for the first 4 years that we were in business because we were acting, assessing, and adjusting. After being told I need to think about it more before I do, I decided to do. And so I want to talk to you guys about the power of doing, right? If you listen back a few episodes ago, I told you guys about the power of taking action faster, right? Doing sooner. And that's a powerful episode. I recommend you guys listen to it. Now I want to talk to you about act, assess, and adjust. After you do, you need to assess how things are going and adjust accordingly, right? And one of the problems we have here in this country as entrepreneurs and business owners and just Americans in general is we're too impatient. You guys gotta have patience. I'm not talking about take action and a week later assess how it's going and adjust, right? We didn't assess and adjust until a year later with Paramount. So take action sooner, take action faster, right? Like the last podcast says. And then assess how things are going and adjust accordingly. There's nothing wrong with thinking and brainstorming and think tanks. Those are very powerful tools. But sometimes you just got to get out there and do. And I explained to my son, I said, while you're sitting there thinking about what to do, there's other students that are passing you up right now because they're taking action and they're doing. And they're passing you up and they're producing results while you're sitting and thinking. Now, I don't want to downplay the power of thinking, right? If I had 5 minutes to cut down an axe, I'd spend 4 minutes sharpening my axe. You guys know that. So I don't want to downgrade the power of thinking, but the power of doing is so much, and it's undervalued. So I want to recommend to you guys, do. Act, assess, adjust. Take action on whatever it is you're planning on taking action on with your business. Assess how things are going sometime later and adjust accordingly, and then do it again. After you adjust, take action on the new things, assess how that's going, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. That, folks, is how you win.